Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Shishir Poddar, who's CEO at Tirupati Graphite. How are you today, Shishir?
I'm fine, Zach. Thanks, and thanks for connecting with us.
Right, exciting time for you and your company. I believe that you're coming to the market any day now. What is the rationale behind Tirupati and coming to the market now?
So, the purpose of what we are doing is to build a global leader in a space that we have a very deep specialization for. Getting to the markets not only provides us access to continued good capital source, but it also increases our profile, it increases information availability about the company and all that we are doing. So it's helpful in many ways in developing the business the way we like to develop it.
And graphite, what's graphite used for? Because I think a lot of people think they know, but they don't actually know, let's say.
What is universally now known is graphite is one of the key components in the electric mobility revolution because it is the largest component of the lithium-ion battery. That is the key driver for graphite consumption to come. I would like to share that there are more than 150 applications of graphite, and the fields are diversified. You can see it in electric vehicles in front of you, but you know, in composites, it goes into aircrafts, it goes into steel making or any other metal making. It gets into pencils, you know, which is visible. I mean, 150 different applications of one material. And the growth drivers are not only the lithium-ion battery and electric vehicles, but more like the flame retardant industry, which is, you know, increasingly consuming more graphite because it is a non-toxic flame retardant. Similarly, there are advanced materials, there are composites where graphite is playing an increasing role. It has been playing a role and it's going up and up and up. So it's a great material, you know. We really need to develop good projects of graphite and, you know, we have the specialization to do that. So it's a great thing to be in.
Right, and what's the difference between your graphite company and other ones? Are there any special features that you have?
Well, so, you know, we have a long history in graphite. I personally have been in graphite for 30 years now. Our team together has more than 100 years of collective experience in working on graphite and the entire value chain of graphite. So we actually are a company which is possibly one of the only companies in the world which is trying to build a global company in graphite and has a background in it. This background has helped us choose the best of resources, do the things in the right way in accordance with what the dynamics of this industry require, because we understand that we do things in a different manner. And that's what is apparent in the fact of our current success. I mean, at 3 years age, we are producing, we are selling, we are making operating margins of more than 50% at the, you know, gross level. You won't find another company that has been able to do that.
And for somebody who's investing into the company right at the start, which I believe is next week, what are the advantages for getting involved now?
So if you see our prospectus, you'll get details how we are structured. We have a modular development plan, which takes us into the entire three basic arenas of the value chain of graphite. Primary is where you mine and do the basic purification, you know, beneficiation. That we have in Madagascar, and we are taking it to 81,000 tons capacity, which is not small. On the downstream, which would make graphite usable for lithium-ion batteries and flame retardants and composites and similar things, where there's a huge value add, again, three times, we are developing the company to a 28,800 tons capacity, again, in three modules. And on the graphene side, which is, the key long-term value driver, because graphene is a material which has to become the most important advanced material in the globe. So, if you see the entire gambit of the company, over the 3.5 years, which we term as a medium-term development plan, which is our phase one of the development, we actually, you know, Optiva research note released on us, they depict that we will get into kind of $160 million of top line, and we have a very heavy bottom line because we have been able to demonstrate high margins from our operations that we've already started. So we are looking at a company which has a NPV of more than or more or less £300 million. And the current offering is getting out at kind of less than £34 million. So you have a company where you see a kind of 90% discount on the NPV from our brokers today for the IPO. There is an opportunity. We have great values to build. We have a huge company to build. That's what investors are looking for. In addition, we are green. We have everything we do is we do it in environmental friendly manner. The material we are into is a huge contributor to the green economy. We are very close to the society. We are improving the quality of lives of a lot of people. All the boxes you would like to tick as an investor. I think we tick most of them. That's the opportunity.
Right, so you've just raised £6 million pounds. You're going to be offering the shares at 45 pence a share. Is it? There's still time to get involved in this situation, is that right?
That's correct. While we have locked the raise that we intended to have, we also have simultaneously opened the intermediary's offer targeting that, you know, individual retail investors can invest in our company's IPO alongside the institutional investors, and that too at the same terms. This again is quite unique for our company. You know, it's the first time you're having an IPO with a primary bids intermediaries offer where any citizen of the United Kingdom can invest anything, you know, with a minimum of £100. So it's a huge opportunity. While, you know, we are happy that we are doing this, I must share that not only us, it is an endeavor where the exchange would like this to happen. It is an endeavor where regulators are supporting so that retail reach of investments in the UK increases. So yes, if you would like to invest, log on to primary bids. Alternatively, get to our brokers, Aptiva Securities, and you will find more.
Shishir Poddar, CEO of Tirupati Graphite, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.